Chauncey Meyer, from the architectural design standpoint, what do you think when you think of a dome home?
Well, are you thinking of a geodesic dome kind of thing, or, you know, like Bucky Fuller dome? I don't know what you're thinking about. If you were thinking about that, there's a couple things you can do to that, which you may or may not like. You could put a skin elevated over the and make it a sphere or half sphere, and you could use that as a shade on the building. It also would allow airflow around it to cool it, so that would give you a more sphere looking and not faceted as the Bucky Fuller domes are. But from the design point on the interiors, that becomes a personal thing. And when I went to school, my first degree is in interior design from Southern Illinois University, and Buckminster Fuller happened to be a professor there, and the design department built a little geodesic, I think it was 28 foot diameter geodesic dome, as I recall, and the interior design department at the time built cardboard kitchens and furniture and rooms, which was interesting. Didn't last very long, but it was fun. So I do have a little experience with that. They're very interesting spaces. They're very they expand in all directions. So you have a really sense of openness and sort of unlimited feeling about the space. It's a spherical expansion of space, which allows which gives a lot of comfort, I think, emotionally to most of us when we can have a space that expands around us. So the limit is design.
Design. And if you're looking for a design project in the Tucson area, how far do you travel?
I've gone up to Sierra Vista. I've been down to Sierra Vista. I've been up to Casa Grande. It depends on the project and what do. I talked to a couple in Fountain Hills one time. They decided to sell the lot. And so we didn't go any further with that. But it depends on the project. If it's interesting enough, I would go almost anywhere.
I'd travel a long way for that church project, that's for sure.
I would go anywhere.
And you can find Chauncey Meyer in the architectural design category at Rosie on the House or directly at his website and phone number.
It's chaunceymeyer.com. Phone number is 520-349-0839.
Rosie's at a remodeling conference in San Francisco, but when he's back, we're going to have you on because I know he is going to want to have his time on air with you as well. But I'm glad I got to have you to myself. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We're joined also in this segment, Jennifer Bailey or Beely?
Bailey.
Bailey. You are the head of the Tucson Home
Saba
Show.
Saba Home Show. Yes. It's a great pleasure to be here.
What do you have going on here today? There's so, always something.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of things for everybody. We have something for kids, a lot of stuff going on for kids today, starting at 10 o'clock with the Central Pet, and they're going to have a whole stage full of stuff, including, which I think is kind of fun, is the canine scent search. So they put a huge bin of balls, and I think it's like 25,000 balls in there. And they send a dog in to find the one, oh, plastic balls. And they send a dog in to scent and find one tennis ball. And so it's a lot of fun. But yesterday I heard that the dog wasn't picking up on the scent of the tennis ball because Animal Experts is behind the ball pit and they're sensing the rattlesnakes that are in the cages over there. So I don't know if they tired the dogs out and they're not going to do it today, but it's fun. And there's lots of animals up there. And Animal Experts, like I said. And then in the ballroom, we're going to have face painting and we're going to have Mr. Nature, and he's going to come out with some music so kids can listen to the music. And then, you know.
That's what Saba does better than any other home show is they have stuff for the kids to do so you can make it a family event.
For sure.
You don't have to drag them through. You know, they don't care about air conditioning units. They don't care about plumbing fixtures. Yeah. They don't care about drywall and painting. But as a homeowner, that's a big priority.
Right.
They don't care about that. Y'all do a great job having something for them here.
Well, thanks so much. Yeah, today's a big family day. And then once you get out of the ballroom and you go down to the main floor, we have Home Depot and TEP, and they have a huge open floor concept home. And it's a lot of fun to go through there. And then the Home Depot will have a kids' corner stage. at 1:30. So if you make your way down and go to the Home Depot station, you can go out back and have some lunch from Barbecue For You or EG's or Pinup Pastries.
I had a Sonoran Dog yesterday because I didn't want to stand in line for Barbecue For You. I was starving.
Oh, yeah.
And then when the line died down about 3 o'clock, I went and got, got my tri-tip. Yeah.
Yeah. And today's going to be beautiful weather, so EG's is a great treat, too.
Oh, I had an EG's on the way out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all's food venue is by far the best of any home show.
Oh,
as well.
Great.
Saba does it right. If you're into Southern Arizona, you're looking for stuff to get done around the house, Saba Home Show is going on all weekend at Tucson Convention Center.